सही आवाज।
हाँ, अब सब ठीक है।
हे लिसनर्स, दिस इज बुकिश ट्रीज पॉडकास्ट। वेलकम टू द 22nd एपिसोड ऑफ चिट चैट विद द ऑथर सीरीज। रिसेंटली आई हैव रिव्यूड दिस बुक कॉल्ड फाउंडेशनल सोशियोलॉजी, एंड इफ आई डिस्क्राइब माई एक्सपीरियंस इन वेरी शॉर्ट, देन आई कुड से दैट it was more of a subject oriented book, or like there are a lot of things that were in that particular concepts, like if you can say in clear words. But yeah, so it was not something like Robin Sharma book or novel kind of book. It was a different experience for me altogether. But yes, I learned a lot, hopefully, and I'll definitely keep this book in learning wali books rather than any novel or story oriented. So the writer of this book, Shikha Nayak, is with me, and I'm giving a very warm welcome to Shikha Nayak. Yes, ma'am.
Hello. Yes.
So how does it feel, ma'am, to be the author of this book?
Actually, I have never thought that of publishing the book, because it was one of my own notes. Okay, so I was preparing for UPSC. In that journey, I found a concept that in this society we are facing a lot of societal issues, you know, means just like that honor killing, and then individual is getting just detached from the family due to certain reasons. So if we look from individual perspective, nothing is wrong in this world. If a human wants to do a thing, then we should let him to do, no? But there are certain restrictions and norms from the society. In order to describe that, I have taken as my optional paper for UPSC, and that made me to write this book. And I write the book not just for self-enhancement. I have written the book for help of the students. Okay, so those who cannot afford many books, you know, like Nitin Singhania, it is a very heavy book, and no sociology student would refer to read the book whole. So I have just picked out certain points from all these books and made a summary, and then concised into the foundational sociology.
Amazing. So
yes.
I have never came across, like, to be very frank, I'm very bad at studies. I was very bad at studies. मैं बहुत ऐसा average marks पे आ जाए तो family में पूरा function होता था. So it's like
Aisha.
that. But the thing is, like after reading this book, now that I am more into reading stuff since 2 and 3 years. So the thing is, like, you have made the concepts, what we can say, summary kind of, if it's in clear word. And
yes,
so what are the response that you have received till now from these students, especially?
Actually, students say that it is all in one book, because I have met from NCERTs, then Nitin Singhania, then Nadeem Hussain, and then all other books. So this is not only for students. I will prefer that everyone should read, because to understand what is a society, what is culture. So how do you know that you are from a particular culture? From your family, no? Your family taught you certain moral issues. Who said that girls cannot use that boys get up, and who described boys as only to wear that jeans and pants and shirts? Why they can't wear saris? It seems very odd if we look that a boy is wearing a sari and all. So from where we get the concept? From our culture. So what's the culture? Culture means anything that we get from in the moral values of our family. Family is a basic unit of society, and then a society always treats an individual into its perspective fact. Some norms and values are also bound upon individual. It's like when a girl steps out at night, then he is not, she is not allowed to go outside during the night time, and she is not allowed to laugh in a louder voice, like just like boys in the family. It is being believed that it is very immoral. So from where does this immorality came? It's from our culture only. So culture has both positive and negative aspects. Positive in sense, Indians are very much traditional. They know how to well treat the guest, the respect part and all those. And the negative part is that they put many restrictions. You know that when a certain guy falls in love with a lower caste, then what is the response from society? That it's means they start criticizing without judging, means without knowing anything, they start criticizing and judging and all those. So this creates an individual to feel distressed. So in India, you have know that there is a report called World's Happiness Report. India is in 143rd rank there out of 150 countries. So very bad rank, okay, because many of the individuals are not happy in India because of these type of restrictions. In order to wave out this restrictions, I have written the book so that everyone who will read will get a clear-cut idea that what actually is individualism is, socialism is, what are social institutions, why should we learn the culture in a different way. We say that Western culture is just eating up the Indian culture. It is not like that. Western culture is providing more values to Indian culture because it is allowing the woman empowerment. It is giving place to that relationships which are not actually accepted by the Indians. Like, you know, that homosexual and all. So it's their feeling. It's their comfortness. Who are we to judge them? So in order to make everyone happy, we should follow the culture in a positive aspect. So yes,
so I want to ask you that nowadays there are people in I just want to I would know your opinion on this, like, and there are people jo log friends seekh rahe lekin unko sanskrit nahi aati hai, just say for example. So people are learning languages from foreign countries, but they don't know how to speak Sanskrit. They don't know how to speak even their regional language. You know. So how do you look to this whole scenario?
Actually, this I will do. This is the impact of the linguistic diversity.
Okay.
No. First of all, they are born in a family which is the family might have left learning that Sanskrit language at a particular time. Might be the forefathers, they were practicing. But when it comes to the father or the grandfather, might be some issues will be there that had impacted the individual like that. And educational institutions, if we look, they focus more on the English knowledge, English means knowledge, rather than the Sanskrit and all. So this can be a issue. So
do
not
you really
like
think that
this
we need
be...
to save this lost traditions, like especially if we speak about Sanskrit language?
Kyunki hamara jo traditions hai na, traditions hum bahut मतलब बहुत साल के बैक से हम फॉलो करते आ रहे हैं, तो हमें वो ट्रेडिशंस छोड़नी नहीं है. जैसे कि कोई ईविल प्रैक्टिसेस हो गई, सती हो गया, डाउरी हो गया, और मतलब और जैसे भी बहुत सारी ईविल ट्रेडिशंस जो है उन्हें हम साइड में कर सकते हैं, पर जो अच्छी ट्रेडिशंस हैं जैसे कि हमारी लैंग्वेजेस, हमारी एपिक्स, हमारी मीन्स दैट weathers, and so we should not stop learning these, okay, because this creates a personality that you are an Indian. So I like that.
Perfect. So in this whole universe, like, I see there are two kind of people, the one who believes in God, the another one is who doesn't believe in God, so Aastik and Nastik. So the whole concept of like believing in God and like since the birth, you are in a family in which you are being told to do puja, you are being told to pray to God, but sometimes you are not being aware that if even if like hum Ganesha ki puja kar rahe, so like we are not being told the stories of Ganesha, it's just that we are doing puja since birth, and this is continuation process, like the family never told ke kya hai cheez hai, you know? Do you think that reading should be compulsory in every family?
I think it need not to be compulsory, but the situation in the family should be like that an individual get itself attracted to read. Okay. So let me give you a description about that. Okay. So when there was the French Revolution, the subject sociology has emerged. So at that time there were two types of people, the ones who were the who believe in the supernatural powers in God, and the one who believe in their karma, okay, means their work. Okay, they say that if we do the work for a particular thing, then the result will come to you. But this first category, they thought that if we fear a supernatural power, then only we will get the result. Okay, so after that, what happened? Emil Durkheim was a sociologist. He gave scientific study about sociology. He said that both the perspectives are right if we look them from their perspective, okay, from individualistic perspective. So you are an individual. It's your perspective that how you are looking upon the things. Okay, nobody can force you to look or read or learn if you are doing not by your heart. In some families also, children don't like the puja and all. So do they really perform the ritual? No, they just only for keeping promises to their parents and all, they attain the puja, but not by that. So that pleasure does not come. Puja means what? It's a pleasure. You find some positiveness. So you find your results to be better. If we think positive, we get positive. We do puja, we believe, then we get confidence, we get positive result. So if you do not feel like doing a puja, if you do not have that belief, that confidence, then from how you will get the result? So that is the thing.
So you mean to say that the family should create such an environment that the children no need to do this forcefully, but from the heart.
Yes, from the heart. Because anything you can you do from your heart always refreshes your mind, and automatically you get the result. Unless you do a thing from the core of your heart, you're not going to get the result. Maybe your family forces you so much. Your family forces you to do fast and all. Individual is keeping fast, but in a force. So nothing good will happen.
So I came across this very good word. I don't know if I am saying it correctly. So this word is ethnocentrism. And
yes, it is ethnocentrism.
Oh yeah, I knew it. Yeah, so it is like the tendency to view one's own culture as the most superior. Now I want to ask you that everyone thinks their religion is better than anyone else. Like now, like in general, yes. I'm not telling everyone, but yeah. So what's wrong in that for you, like from your perspective? And do you really think that this term is like, is it really positive, negative, or like, could you please elaborate more on this?
Actually, this term is neither positive nor negative. Being a sociologist means I cannot say that anything is good or bad. I can say that it is not wrong to say that your religion is superior, but at least you should respect the other religions also, because your religion might be superior for you, but that doesn't mean that their religion is inferior to you. because you are individual, you are thinking yourself that my religion is superior. They might be thinking from their side that our religion is superior. So there will be a constant conflict, and in order to maintain this conflict and in order to equalize, being an you know that the whole universe is in equilibrium. So in order to means balance out the things, everyone should respect every religion, and ethnocentrism is also good, xenocentrism is also good. So ethnocentrism will be better if it will be get converted to xenocentrism. Okay.
Wow, nice. Oh, haan. Really? Could you please explain to the listeners the other, like, I know ki aapne wo, like, because I have read your book, but it would be great agar aap listeners ko jo dusra word aapne kaha uski matlab bata de.
Xenocentrism means treating all religions equally. Means you are thinking that from your perspective, my religion is a better one, but that doesn't mean that their religion are also their religion is also better than me. I'm not taking their religion superior or inferior. Rather, I am keeping the on a straight line that my religion is also good, their religion is also good. Neither I am saying that my religion is superior, neither I am saying that their religion is inferior. So this particular word is xenocentrism. And xenocentrism is nowadays followed by certain followed in at certain places, but some of the downtrodden places like that, like I am actually feeling a little bit bad to say, but my own state where I am born, that is Odisha, we can find ethnocentrism more. Okay, so So I'm experiencing many of the things that there is communal riots, you know, during the elections and all. And you can also find that in a marriage also. Suppose marriage is a culture of family. Okay. True. It is a very important culture of family, because no Indian family is complete without marriage. You might be knowing. So once an individual touch above 25 means a girl, then she will have to marry. If she doesn't marry, then she have to listen many things from the neighbor and from her relatives,
nosy
her
neighbors,
friends. Yes, nosy neighbors. Means so at that places ethnocentrism is performed. For example, in my state only I'm giving you an example, okay? So a girl who was Hindu, she fell in love with a boy who was Muslim. So the family issue was that the family say of Hindus said that their religion is little bit inferior because they are impure, they are eating that cows and that all, and we worship cow as our means goddess. So why are you loving that guy? Your karma is going to kill you up, and all like, and then they were separated. So due to ethnocentrism, individuals are also getting demolished. Okay, their sentimentals, their feelings are not taking the right place. So that what happened, the girl was in constantly distressed, depression, and after that she got mad and then getting treatment in the mental hospital. Okay, so what is the impact? So due to family pressure, the individual is getting demolished. So we, in order to grow our nation, grow a people as a whole, individual perspective must be given importance also. So it can be only possible through xenocentrism and not ethnocentrism.
Amazing. So this is a very important question I want to ask you. Like, to be very frank, I really feel that not just being an Indian, but being a global citizen. I always prefer being a global,
citizen.
Is a thing. So
yes.
The thing is, especially if you speak about India, you have wrote about sustainability. So the
sustainable development.
So being from a socialist point of view, sociologist point of view, I want to ask you out that, say, for example, in our religion, we say in Antim Sanskar process, there's a lot of woods. बहुत सारे लकड़े जलते हैं जिससे बहुत सारा पॉल्यूशन होता है एंड इंडिया में सिर्फ अंतिम संस्कार से को बहुत हाई परसेंटेज में ग्लोबली पॉल्यूशन इम्पैक्ट करते हैं. सो एक तरफ से ये जो जो प्रोसेस है ये हमारे ट्रेडिशन का पार्ट है, हम ये प्रोसेस को एकदम से ना नहीं कर सकते. बट फॉरेन कंट्रीज में बहुत सारी ऐसी चीजें हैं जहाँ पे जो डेड बॉडीज होती है उसको हम उसका पेड़ बन जाता है या उसको एक कैप्सूल्स में केमिकल फॉर्म है जिसका पेड़ बन जाता है जिससे वो एनवायरमेंट के लिए अच्छा होता है. पर यही चीज अगर हम इंडिया में करेंगे तो सेंटिमेंट्स हर्ट होंगे, बहुत सारी चीजें होगी. तो आप किस तरह से देखते हो, लाइक मतलब क्योंकि आई पर्सनली फील कि जो अंतिम संस्कार होता है उसमें लकड़ी का कंजम्पशन बहुत, इवन इलेक्ट्रिक में भी पॉल्यूशन होते हैं. सो
पॉल्यूशन होते हैं,
आप कैसे देखते हो ये सीन को और आप क्या चेंज करना चाहोगे अगर है तो?
If I will get a chance, then I will change that antim sanskar process. Okay. Wow. So if I'll say anything against this, that I don't like that, or then I'm going to face a severe criticism from Indians who will listen to me. Okay. So I'm not saying anything against it, but I just means. Adjust the things like you see, suppose in there is two families, family A and family B. Okay. In family B, one death happened. Okay. So the death is of a father, so the father is being burnt with that antim sanskar process. After that, when the same thing happened the son with the son, okay, the son's son should not burn him. He should means the dafnana bolte hai na jo, he should perform that so that there is organic development, means the organic part will increase in our soil. So most of the part, if we'll totally stop that thing, then India cannot accept the huge change. So we can lessen the thing by following certain perspective.
Perfect.
And if we see that in India the carbon dioxide emission, India is on second position, okay, in carbon dioxide emission India is a second position, and in happiness report India is in 142nd position. So how can one individual think that rituals are more important if by following the rituals we are not getting the positive outcomes, then how we can say that it is important? It is neither important nor it is useless. We are just doing it because we have been practicing it since thousands of years. So let me say you one thing, that when there was no society, okay, when there was open sex and all, so at that time did anyone had a particular religion, a particular relationship, name of a relationship? Nothing, na. So they are also people, they are gathering their food, eating and growing in groups. At that time the feelings were, sentiments were present, but they were not harming the environment. But during this time, feelings, sentiments and gathering, eating, all things are present, but we are we have changed the structure into such that we are demolishing the environment, means we are knowingly doing harm to the environment. We can stop it, but no one is wanting to stop, because it's they think that it's their tradition and tradition cannot be stopped.
Could we do that if there are 10 kgs of woods being spent in one body, if we can just reduce it to 5?
That one can be also one thing, that how we can reduce the pollution and all.
Yeah.
And deforestation is also happening, no? For that, we are not getting rain because we are cutting down the trees just only to burn a dead body. So the thing which is already gone from us, for that reason we are just means putting the danger in putting the life of the living people in danger. Okay, so suppose in a place you are burning a dead body, in the neighbor places there will be the smoking and the smoke and all. So if there is an asthma patient, he or she should get an attack out of that. Okay, so like, for
I like the topic that we chose, especially about this pollution. But the thing is, as always, like I'm super proud, and always like there is no need to even say, but wherever we are good, and we feel so proud being Indians, we being the caste we have. But the thing is, like, whatever we are saying, whatever we are discussing, I just hope that listeners would not take it in a negative. Like, we really care for our Mother Earth. We really care for, and we really need change in our society in order to have positive impact and to live a good life. And for that reason, if we are questioning anything to the system or to anyone, that does not mean that we are criticizing or saying it in a negative way.
This is the reason. Actually, people think that once you are saying that it should not be done, means they think in their way that they are saying us wrong. No, we can never be wrong. Like that.
Your voice is not coming. Hello? I'm not able to hear you. Hello? Hello? Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, your voice was. Yes.
Hello.
Yeah.
Now, is my voice audible to you?
Yeah, you can continue.
Actually, I was saying that. Where I was, I have left. Can you just check?
Yeah. About the perspective, like when we say something, people take it in the ego, like.
So when we say something that this program should be changed and this thing should be done in another way, so they start thinking that we are criticizing them, that they don't understand that what good we are saying. They only point out the negative issues. Okay, in recently you know, there was the construction of our new parliament in news. So there was the Ashoka's tiger. Modi has just built the Ashoka's tiger in a different way, means in a bigger our normal Ashoka tiger, no, it is only, means it is a shorter one, 3 meter. Okay, so and now it is just like 9,000 meter long. So if one sees that from the bottom, then the tiger seems to be more aggressive. Okay, but if we see from the top, we see that the tigers are not that much aggressive. Okay, so his construction got a criticism from the people that you have just messed out with our national emblem. So can you just from this that he only did a smaller change, but people thought that he has done totally wrong. He has just messed up with the means national emblem and that all. Severe criticism. So if we do a smaller step to do some good for the nation or some good for the people, then we will face criticism. Because people are like that.
मुझे क्यों लगता है कि the whole world needs reading. जितना wisdom होगा उतना कम सवाल गलत वे में होंगे. क्या आपको लगता है कि अगर लोग ज्यादा रीडिंग करें, ज्यादा wisdom पाने की खोज में होंगे, तो लोगों को जो आजकल sentiments छोटी छोटी बात में hurt हो जाते हैं, so वो कम होगा?
Surely, because illiteracy is one of the important sphere in India. You can find that illiteracy is 89% dominated in India. We say that India is good. India gives good education to the students, but generally, from my point of view, the thing that I have realized is that all the people and all the students are not getting the same opportunity. Means either their environment is just dragging them out of that sphere, or the people who say that means lack of money, you know, anything you want to read, you have to invest some money in.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm not able to hear your voice, ma'am. Like, hello? Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Now I can hear
now
you.
Now I'm able to. Actually, if a child who want to read the medical, okay, if he will be given to read the arts subject and all, so will he pay any interest? So that is also a, so he does not pay only interest, he just read to clear out the exams. In India, most of the studies are done in order to clear the exams only, okay. So that is the thing why the mindset does not change, because that does not imply their study in practical. They only means read. They do not feel like reading. Okay, they only read by force.
Amazing. So, as you spoke about this, some instance of Shri Narendra Modi ji. I really want to know your political views, like if you can just say it in short, like how you feel the politics of India is doing, like where we are heading.
Actually, you will find two kinds of people in India saying about Modi. One, they will say that Modi is a game planner, okay, he is planning game and he is doing like this. They will talk against of him. But and another type of people will be there, he will be just from starting, they are just in support of Modi ji. Okay, so I want to say is that I am not in support or I am not criticizing. I am neutral. Okay. So why I am neutral? Why I am neutral is that Modi is doing certain plans for the development of the country, but due to the plan's impact, if we are facing some difficulties, then that is also just out that in what other manner we can do the work so that that difficulties might not happen. Okay.
So, but Like you said that you are neutral, even like in the very early stage of this episode, you said I get it. But the thing is, like the answer that you are giving, it's perfectly amazing. Like even agar main bhi hota, I could have said this only. But do you think that the media of India is not doing justice to what they should?
Actually, media, their work is not to do justice. Okay.
I'm talking about journalism, like.
Yes. Not to do justice in the sense, they means today's media is not focusing on a particular theme or how to develop a particular thing. They are just focused on their channel's review. Okay. Means how their channel would go viral. I'm not saying that all the medias are fake or there are some media channels like the Sunset TV and all. They are just giving the knowledge about what is the status of today's country and all. But there are many medias also. They are just creating a fake news for the promotion of their challenge. So in that case, we should be always a little bit from neutral, a little bit against towards it. Means believe everything that we see on media, newspaper or TV. Something we should also feel like we should do something, some research more. We should focus more on reading than on watching that news and TV and that all. So what reading a newspaper will clear your idea about a particular thing than watching a news on TV. Okay.
Perfect. So yes, could you I'm really delighted to get your views in it, but if you could just speak more about the global issue that we are facing, that is of the pollution, even if we speak about plastic pollution, for example. So, ocean mein machliyon se zyada plastics hai.
Plastics. How noodles milte hain, noodles. So, I want to say that there is a particular scheme. Use no plastic bags, do not use any plastic materials. Okay, when we are getting that knowledge from our school or other educational institutions, are we following that? No. We just means read. We are reading. We are understanding that these are the disadvantages. These are the advantages. And after that, when we are coming on the road, we are again taking that plastic water bottle. Again, we are taking that that straw of the maza, and we are throwing it. Not in the dustbin also, we're throwing it on the road. So Indian mindset is like that. Means everything, if you are you just take it lightly. Means they do not take anything like seriously because they do not care about future. They always live in the present. Many of the noble men has said that caring for the present is must. But we have to think something about the future now, because present is always connected to future. In present, if we do these type of things, then how in future we are planning to look at the 2090s also. During 2090s, there should not be anything, any tree or any clear air to breathe in. We all might be taking that oxygen mask to breathe out. So plastic pollution, it should be controlled. Government has put initiatives in school, colleges, students are getting the knowledge. So they should imply the knowledge on outer societies. Only hearing, getting the knowledge and then forgetting it is not good. So in that perspective, I want to say that the educational institution, they must practically make their students observe that what can be the impact, what cannot be the impact, and that all. We are not spending much in education. We are spending much in our food supplements. Okay. Mm-hmm. We are not spending much in education. India has been always looked as a country to spend more on its food and other exports, but we should spend a little more on the education, because the education facility, if it would be better, then student might not go to the foreign countries for their research and their studies and do not settle there. Yes, we will also have a number of scientists, number of doctors, engineers, our citizens going, settling out there, performing outside, performing in outer countries, well, not in our countries now. So what is the proudness then? Proudness will be there if they will only do the work in your own country. Huh.
Now that this topic came, I want to clear my perspective towards it, because like I'm an artist in my life. And like I do this full-time job as well. I make rap music. I read books. I write books. But what I think is, I have born in India. I'll die in India. Never in my life, even if someone gives me 50 crores, I'll never settle down in foreign. That's for sure. And I just hate the fact that why people go to foreign countries. They don't have, like, to be very frank, like, no one dreams sapne kaise hote hai na, like meko life mein ye karna hai, naam kamana hai, sapne ye nahi hote meko foreign jaake settle hona hai, mere liye wo sapne nahi hai, like so I just hate the fact why people leave India and then they say that they miss India. So if you really miss, then
so
you should
actually
not.
They not leave India, they should stay in India, and they should if they are in a verge to get more education, then if they are going to outer countries, then it is not bad, but they should return India and then implement that ideology in India in order to develop their country. Okay, this is my perspective, because
the book that you have wrote, Anna, if you if we'll just speak ke, if they are thinking that India ka education itna, if they are thinking और उसके लिए ही तुमको जाना पड़ रहा है, डोंट यू थिंक दैट बुक्स लाइक योर्स एंड बुक्स लाइक अदर, लाइक तुम्हारे सब्जेक्ट के अलावा भी ऐसी बहुत सारी किताब है दैट यू कैन ऑर्डर इट फ्रॉम ऑनलाइन एंड यू कैन रीड इट बाय योरसेल्फ इन योर ओन कंट्री. इट्स जस्ट अबाउट 500 रुपीज का बुक. सो अगर आप उसके लिए ही फॉरेन जा रहे हो, देन डोंट यू थिंक इट्स सो stupid decision.
It's a stupid decision, but another thing I want to recall you, that individual perspective you cannot question, because it's their choice, their individualistic choice that they want to go, because they don't want to sit at a place and read, so they want to explore and read. So why did we stop them? We should not stop them, but rather they should be given knowledge from their parents that if you are getting anything, go look at the place and explore the place. If you see any good change in that place, come to your own place, then implement that. Make your own place better than their place. Okay, so this will be good. If individuals started doing this, then it will help in development of their country also.
The best example is you. You found ki aapko UPSC ki books mein बहुत ही भारी ज्ञान लगा और आपने उसको थोड़ा सा सिंपल करके आपने किताब लिख दी. तो आपने अपने एफर्ट्स डाले जिससे आपको जो तकलीफ हुई हो दूसरों को ना हो, ठीक है. आपने ये नहीं कर दिया कि चलो मैं खुद देख लेती हूँ, मेरे अच्छे मार्क्स हो गए, मेरा फैमिली खुश, मैं खुश. आपने ये नहीं किया, आपने बुक लिखी, एफर्ट्स डाले और जिससे लोग को तकलीफ ना हो ओवरऑल. डोंट यू थिंक ऐसी पर्सपेक्टिव हर एक जन में होनी चाहिए? एवरी इंडियन शुड हैव सच अप्रोच.
Actually, I think that every Indian should have such approach because you never know that where your life is going to give you a change. Okay. Suppose if by reading my book, another guy will crack UPSC, then he or she will surely say pay a thanks to me. So nothing is more bigger than getting thanks from a successful person, you know.
Absolutely.
So everyone should make their individual effort in order to make the development as in a group wise, group structure. If you are thinking about your own development, then you cannot take that development up to your end. Okay, suppose aap mar gaye, baat khatam, theek hai, aapka koi fir kuch bhi nahi rahega. Aapke marne ke baad bhi aapka kuch rahe, मतलब जैसे कि लगे कि आप मरने के बाद भी प्रेजेंट हो, वैसा कुछ काम करना चाहिए. हाँ,
अमेजिंग.
हाँ,
सो इम्प्रेसिव. नाइस.
सो मींस इन इंडिया आई हैव अनदर एक्सपीरियंस दैट वी ओनली डोमिनेंट पीपल मींस देयर इज मेनी ईगोइस्टिक culture, egoistic view that suppose I am a UPSC lover. Okay. So the person who will be preparing for NEET, I will demotivate him or her and tell her to make the preparation about UPSC. This like people are also there in the society. So I want to give a message to them that you clear any entrance, you do anything. It's your ideology, it's your perspective. Why to distract an individual who is getting to another track and he or she is doing his own business? So why to interfere? Why to break down the individual perspective? You do your work, let them do their work, na? So why to put a nose in?
Yeah. Your voice has gone down again. Hello. Hello. I'm not able to hear you. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Now.
Huh. So now you're able to hear me, na?
Perfect. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So yes, it was to be very frank, a very different kind of episode, and even like from if you ask me that, like I have taken a lot of interviews, but what I have found different in this interview, like we spoke a lot of things that could change the world, not just India. We spoke about the things that at the age of 20, people don't even think this way. Even like at the age of 50, let's say. So, any last words to all the listeners from you?
I would suggest that all the listeners, they after listening the interview, they should not. I don't want anyone to say anything about that Indian culture I'm going against or that I'm promoting that things. So I'm not promoting or demoting anything. I'm just putting my individual perspective towards the group development. Means people should think about the development in group and not their individual. Development. Individual perspective is all okay, but individual development should not be done.
they should carry the whole nation with them.
Hold the nation with them. So that goals, our one and only goal is India will get developed. Now we are in the stage of developing. Since 2007, we are struggling towards developing. yet we are not declared as developed. Why? Because of this attitude of person, because they are thinking of their self-development, not development in a group. If they would be would think like that, then it will be easier for future India to attain the tag of a developed nation.
Hopefully we will crack this, and the prime minister of this country will do the same. Narendra Modi.
Yes.
It was amazing talking to you, ma'am. I really wish you all the success, happiness, and peace in your life. And thank you so much for giving the opportunity to
interview you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Okay.
So that's it for today. I will see to all the listeners. Just keep on reading books. And as even Shikha Nayak also told, that don't take it negatively, but it's just the thoughts we feel, and nothing bad, or we are no
nothing one good
feelings. Yeah. It's just that whatever we spoke about, development, we spoke about the religions, the caste system,
culture.
So it's just that you need to be the change rather than moving or in the thing. So, yeah. Thank you so much for this amazing episode, man.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Have a nice time ahead. So to all the listeners, we'll see you in the next episode. And keep on reading good books and keep on learning.